This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. A decade-old Colorado lawsuit made its way to the Supreme Court this week. CPR's Molly Cruz has the story.
In 2014, Alejandro Menocal, a former detainee at the ICE Detention Center in Aurora, sued the facility. He said he was forced to do unpaid manual labor and was threatened with solitary confinement if he refused. Other former detainees also came forward, alleging similar stories. But the GEO Group, the private prison company that runs the Aurora ICE Detention Center, say they're immune from the lawsuit while acting as a federal contractor. So the Supreme Court case could determine if private prisons and other federal government contractors can be held liable for abuses. During oral arguments on Monday, several Supreme Court justices appeared skeptical of GEO's defense. It will most likely take a few months for the justices to reach a decision. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
While SNAP benefits have returned, food assistance programs have not yet returned to normal. The nonprofit Lasagna Love, which makes and provides lasagna for people in need, saw requests quadruple. Dia Hobbs represents the group's Colorado branch.
We are receiving an unprecedented amount of requests right now. We normally receive about 2,500 requests weekly. For the organization, we received 10,000 requests last week.
Hobbs says they're recruiting more volunteers. This is CPR News and KRCC.